Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Especially right now today. And guys, as you know, we are right here at BBS Radio. You can call in. We're happy to take your mini soul readings today. And I always don't have the number, but I know it's here from last week when I didn't have the number. So you can give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. I know right before we went on the line, almost all the lines were full. But hey, call in if it's your day and then hold on to that number because we love getting you in. We have so much. This is a continuation of yesterday's show.
An exciting time.
Wow. And guys, those of you that were with us yesterday, thank you. If you weren't with us yesterday, we have been doing live ceremony this weekend. Sri and I are in real time right now with a lot of this energy that's building toward this February 19 supermoon. And yeah, so we're continuing this conversation about the energy, about the way it's manifesting. And we're going to be culminating today's show with the closing ceremony from yesterday's opening. So even if you weren't with us yesterday, we're glad you're with us now. But hey, you can watch that ceremony over at our YouTube site where we are also broadcasting live. And it's just simply Oneness Talk Radio over at YouTube or onenesstalkradio.com. But we really want you to kind of jump in because we're in a big, do you feel the energy, guys? You feel the momentum?
It is an amazing time that's getting more amazing, and I have to capitalize all the letters pretty soon. Amazing. Because we're heading into this big, wonderful moon that's going to be amplifying things. And of course, 2019 has really kicked off with this divine propulsion. And we are at the time of divine awareness. And so it's important to recognize that the truth is being revealed. And the truth is not only what will set you free, but it'll also challenge your ego to let go of the delusion.
Well, and this is why we're all in this experience right now. So let's just do a minute of recap, okay? Let's kind of get you really caught up. And then we have some incredible photos to show you that we took last night. And if you're listening to us, we're going to describe them really well. If you're watching us at YouTube Live, then you'll get to see them. And otherwise, when you're done listening to us, go watch the YouTube video later on. It's a great way to get the show twice and really get all the benefits of what's being said. So here's the recap, okay? We had this profound new year. Remember that when we transitioned from 2018 to 2019, we reinserted into the ascension escalator as if we had picked up 2017 and linked it together with this, the way they're describing it is like this glue is what 2018 was. It was anomaly year. So it has a very different energy pulsating in this entire experience. And that energy is still very close to us. We are only in early February. And then at the new year, it was like that strike, that bolt of crystalline lightning that went because of this coming back together. And as you were just mentioning, my love, January was all about what? Seeing the truth being revealed. And then here we are in February right now in this phenomenal moment of reinsertion, of reengaging, of remembering, of awakening. And we are building into this super moon coming up. That's why we're just like, okay, let's just fast track, right? Here we are.
Here we
go. We're building up to this super moon that is going to be the biggest, brightest moon of the year this week, February 19th. And this is a moment we're going to teach you how to harness this energy. And we're going to be closing this show with another live broadcast ceremony. You want to stay with us for the whole show.
You know, it's a lot of fun to be able to connect with you, audio and video, and we hope that you're able to navigate that because technology is sometimes kind of challenging and opens doors. But coming back to this moment that we're in, each and every one of us is experiencing the frequencies of this time in the way that your body, your mind, your soul allow you to work with it now. And it will evolve and it will change. One of the things that you'll find up at YouTube later on today is the 2019 Ascension Energy.
It's done. It's in the can, video. As they say. But we went through it again, and we wanted to just make it a little better. So forgive us. But you'll, if you're on our mailing list, if you're on our newsletter list, you'll get an e-card announcement tonight. If you subscribe to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, that's where we're going to be posting it. We'll probably also post it at the Oneness Talk Radio. But we'll get it there first. And you definitely, guys, want to pay attention to these. Too much for a show, but they had to come out now.
Yeah.
The 2019 Ascension predictions, what we will share with you is go watch them, are very unique. And we really encourage you, go back and watch our other predictions. I mean, you and I have been putting out Ascension predictions. I think we're kind of like the grandparents of this. I mean, I think Sri and I have been posting Ascension predictions for like 15 years.
Yeah. And what's exciting is that I don't know, I have the right vocabulary. I was going to say the amplitude of the symptoms, but
yeah.
It's not, that isn't the right word. The word is that the expansionary energy that is being experienced to this body of form, occupied, dancing with a soul in this shared reality.
I love this dance. You know, it's great.
Experiences are opening up in a new way, and they are multidimensional. They are crystalline, and they are multi-timeline experiences. This is quite different than when we first began to publish the symptomology 10 years, 15 years ago.
Because we're at a different moment. And see, we're in that post-2018 anomaly. Remember, guys, we had the millennial opening at 2000. Then we had the 2012 propulsion. Then we had this 2015 kind of like stage two rocket. It's like 2012, the rocket took off. And the first stage kind of, we all went, oh, there it goes. And that was 2015, because 2015 through 2022 is this ascension escalator. We are all collectively getting enough people together to really affect what happens in 2022. Yeah. And we're damn close, right? How is it 2019, guys? Come on. And so this 2019 reinsertion with this little bit of 2018 glue is really critical to understand, because where we're at right now is this moment. Isn't he just so sexy? Because we're just in that moment of we're just in that moment right now where what's happening is that this cosmic overlay and I don't have it with me. I thought I had my little
the blue paper.
But you know, you guys know our witnessing, right? You've got to start believing in, anchoring in, accepting, and forgive me for being so big about it, but it's so important that you are literally navigating many different dimensions, that you have the ability right now to be sliding through parallel timelines. And the reason that this is so important to understand is that, you know, as we lead up, and I love over here in the Oneness Talk Radio chat, Akhil, it's February 18 where he is at 1:35 a.m. Last day before blast off, we can feel it. And this is what we're talking, is that as we are coming closer to this February 19th blast off, it is highly probable that in the next 48 hours, if it has not been happening already, you're going to notice an intensity. There might be something that you really have to look at. You might have something put in your face that feels really uncomfortable, and don't blow it. Look at it. Don't run away from it. Look at it. Love it. Witness it and see it, and then let it release. Because on February 19th, wherever you are, when you are in the peak of that extraordinary supermoon, you are going to want to be drinking in the illumination of the moon. And like I said, we're going to be ending the show today with a live ceremony, and we will remind you of and teach you how to do this again. And if you can stay super focused on your dream, super focused on your life, that dream that maybe never quite manifested, the energy that you've always wanted to bring forward, the what if moment, right? Focus, focus, focus. And then from February 19 through April 16, we're going to have this extraordinary, it's like a push. It's like somebody energetically coming up from behind the back lovingly, like with big angel wings going, hey, watch this.
Let's keep going.
You know, and you're out of the airplane and you are skydiving, my love. And you know what? We're all suited up together and we're all ready to do it. And I have to say, as I'm sharing that, I was immediately thinking of you and I when we were in the museum this past week about being suited up. Maybe we should share that. What do you think?
Yeah. You don't have
one of those pictures, do you?
No, not okay. Handy.
We'll show you another time.
Okay, so here's the setup. In Cuenca, Ecuador, there is a family, let's just say an old family of scientists, archaeologists, and this has gone on for a couple of generations.
Beautiful family, and they're very committed to the work.
And their intention was to conserve the history of this land and these peoples. Well, what they've discovered are these clay figurines and seals, just like the Sumerian seals.
Like the Sumerian seals, you know?
And these are very much what Zachariah Sitchin wrote about, where these figurines represent alien visitors, people in space suits, more than just decorative regalia. You can see breathing hoses.
And we made a little video with myself, Shree, and the curator. And guys, this is those of you coming to our Cosmic Origins, whether you're coming in June or September, we've made arrangements. You're going to get to hold these artifacts. I'm going to do an installment with these artifacts.
Well, this push that we led the conversation.
Oh my God.
When and Kira and I both had very similar experiences.
I almost passed out. Even I could have a hard time holding them.
One of these most sacred small objects you can hold in your hand.
It was this big.
And he has a helmet on.
When I held him
and began to relax into the vibration this was carrying, I found myself just like falling backward infinitely.
I'm getting dizzy connecting with
you
again.
Going back 5,000 years to the time that this was created,
where the artist
was in the presence of the being he was recording.
He was just making a statue of who he was communicating with. And they have so many of these. And so anyway, we're very, very excited that we're all going to be working with these. And the reason I'm bringing that up is, so that also happened last week. So let's bring you guys up to date. And so as you know, we are here at Terra Nostra, here at Tosa Blue Mountain. forgive me. We're in the middle of this massive healing through this ignition of the crystalline portal through the beautiful ascended Christo energy. And then when that all came in, we had this counter energy. I was going to call it a counterpunch come in. And they worked all day yesterday. Those of you that were with us on the show yesterday, they worked all day long. It is now three times bigger than we showed it to you yesterday. They did take today off, which we are very grateful for the quiet. It's very lovely. And so the reason that we're sharing this is that what's happening right now is part of that intensity leading into the supermoon. So many of you, we had sent out a newsletter Saturday morning introducing the Ascended Christo energy and inviting you to receive that energy into your home and your heart and your space, and also inviting your prayers for here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And for all of you that have written us, oh my gosh, you make us cry. We are responding to all of you. All of you that have sent us your energy and your heart, we feel it. And Shree, let's put up the picture and I want to describe it because last night, so we finished our show. Remember, our show is at 1 hour later on Sunday. So our time was 5 p.m. when we finished the show. And we were really feeling all of you. Now, if you're at YouTube right now, you're going to see some pictures. And here's what happened. Shortly after the show, it was about 6 o'clock. It was right around 6 o'clock because we filmed upstairs in our little apartment. And then I was going downstairs to the main area to make dinner. As I was walking down the steps, I want you guys to see the moon. And if you're not watching us at YouTube Live right now and you're listening to us, this is the moon. And we're just getting into full.
It's
we're still
full
a few
yet.
Days out. But our moon, and this is the best we could capture it, but I think you can get it. And just as a perspective, that is over the top of the Andes Mountains. That is not a little hill there. You're looking over about a 12,000-foot peak.
We've zoomed in.
Yeah, we zoomed in quite a bit because we wanted you to see the clarity and the blue. Now, look down to your right, and you're going to see the little fungi in the cloud there. You see the little, almost looks like maybe a little being or a little, you know, however it sees
just above the hill under the moon.
So this was right after the radio show, and all of you have been sending all these beautiful prayers, and we've been getting beautiful prayers all night long from so many of you. Well, this was about 6 o'clock. Well, around 6:30 is when our sunset begins, and as you will see on the right side, I was in the kitchen now, and our sink overlooks the Andes Mountains. I mean, what a shame. I get to do dishes watching the Andes Mountains. And all of a sudden, I hope you guys can see it. If you look at the bottom right cloud, do you see the ships? And also, if you look at the top picture of the sunset clouds, do you see what looks like the flying beings up there? My angels, we had never had this many. And those of you that are listening to us, I'm showing brilliant, rich, golden, even the color of the sky was unique. And we have like these pink cloud beings, and we have these golden orange empowerment, right? It's second and third chakra, creative empowerment, cosmic beings and waves of energy. And as I was connecting with this, and this is why I wanted to share it with all of you today, I was like, you are here. They are here. It felt to Sri and I as if we had literally just witnessed an entire armada of angelic beings and support and help that came in because this community came together during this time. And so Sri and I bow before all of you and thank you with all of our heart, because this would not have happened. This is the power of us all coming together. And this morning when I got up and went and ignited the ancient ceremonial site, the one that we're going to be doing our closing ceremony with all of us together today here on the air, I felt such a huge shift. Mm-hmm. It was everything had shifted, and it was because of our collective presence. And so this is the power of we are better together. You know, together we are better.
We had, when we visited the ceremonial site that we talked about yesterday, the ancient burial site.
Yeah. And we'll be getting more pictures of that, I promise.
What we experienced was this sense of peacefulness, that rest, true rest, had been restored.
Right.
As opposed to this agitation energy that was there before. And one of the things that we've come to recognize is that when we treat all creation with kindness and respect, when we honor all, whether carnate, incarnate, with form, without form, we help facilitate a greater harmonic.
Right.
One in which the world is not in conflict or competition or contention, that there is this recognition that all is. All is, and
indeed,
all is well.
Woo, I love it. And Sri, I want to share that we had, as you were sharing, Andrew had a great comment here at Oneness Talk Radio, very appropriate. And those of you waiting on the phone, we're getting there, I promise. And here's what he said. I love how you mentioned the push that will be coming, Kira. Last night, I was told to be ready for miracles, strange experiences, as a pure energy will come to meet you, providing reassurance. Yay! And he's saying, I love the confirmation. So do we.
So do we.
Thank you for sharing, my angel. That's always such a blessing. And a couple other people going, me too. Group power. Absolutely. Together we are better. And, you know, one of the things that I do want to encourage you, if you have not yet downloaded our all new app, why not? Please do, because Sunday nights is when Sri and I post the miracle message, and the weekly miracle team messages you do need to upgrade for, but even the most basic upgrade gets you all those messages every week. And I just encourage you, get in there. You know, even if you're just in there on the free app, get the daily inspirations, get everything. All platforms, anywhere you want to go. The name of the app is Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. And also, if you just search Sri ampersand Kira, that'll pull it up too. But get the app, because that's part of the support that's coming right now. It's all about supporting and moving forward. And speaking of supporting and moving forward, Sri, we have all these beautiful people have been waiting on the line. So let's give them a call. And hey, guys, remember, call in. You can get onto a line as soon as we say hello and goodbye.
Well, we're going to head to line one, and we'll say hi to Sherwood from New York.
Namaste, Sherwood. Welcome.
How are you, my dear?
Yes.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hello? We hear you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm looking for as many soul readings as possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sherwood, take a breath. Wow. You know, as I connect with you, the first thing I see is it looks like a golden mesh, and it's like a hat. And it's like a gold mesh hat, and it has like just a little bit down on the forehead, but it's long, almost like a pharaoh's cap. Very, very long, but it's a light golden mesh. And as I'm connecting that with you, I'm seeing a radiation, like a it's like a pulsing energy around it. And this pulsing energy in this energy, I'm also feeling it really in the back of my head. And there's all of these, I don't want to use the word beings, it's more like energies. And wow, really in the back of the head, really down, like down right where the skull meets the neck, lots of tingling, lots of opening. And this energy that's pulsing into you, and I'm now seeing it looks like a long slit from your third eye up to your star consciousness, very golden light coming out of you. And the message that's coming in around you is saying, it is time to relax back into the truth of who you are and to let go of the questions that seek to take you away. You are receiving a transmission from that which you have always known that is igniting the inner wisdom and extremely, they're using words like bright, brilliant, buoyant, and that this is a reconditioning of your nervous system that will assist you to become reacclimated to the truth of who you are. And as I'm sharing that, I'm also getting a big pressure in your center of your heart, and I'm just feeling them. It's like you're being given this attunement, healing, expansion, reassurance. Mm-hmm. And they're also saying that everyone who might be feeling that in their heart right now, and guys, it's really big, if you're willing to receive this too. And so Sherwood, they're saying it is a big moment for you, and you have a big moment ahead, and use this energy. You're being given an extra amp right now. And I thank you for sharing that with all of us as well. Thank you. Oh wow, namaste. I am worn out. Wow. No, do you guys feel your heart? And did you see that gold and everything? So thank you, Sherwood, for calling in. You're crazy amazing. I'm very, very grateful. Wow.
Yeah, and if any others would like to get in the phone queue, give us a ring at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008.
Yeah, get in the queue. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a breath.
Okay. Whew. Are you guys doing okay? How are you guys feeling? You're welcome to call us about that too, because this is part of that intensity. You know, this is part of what's building. And I heard to show you the Shaligram right now. So if you guys don't know what a Shaligram is, Sri and I are very blessed to be the custodians of 5 Shaligram. And this morning when I was preparing for our show today and our connection, feeling into all of you, I was giving, I always do a little puja with water and everything. And this is our spiral Shaligram. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, I'm trying to get you to see it. There it is. And it's a big one. And I was told very clearly to offer this to all of you today. And if you're not seeing it, a Shaligram is normally black. And we have a couple that have some silver. And actually, we have one that has crystals in it, too. But this one is looking like a nautilus, right, Sri? How would you describe this?
It's like a fossilized nautilus in the rock. Yeah. And it has a spiral, and it has the sacred geometry, and it has a just a beautiful emanation of this energy. This energy of Vishnu, of this preserving, enhancing, healing energy that truly is nourishing. And hopefully you're tuning in with that right now, because it is most
feel
sacred.
It. If you're not seeing it, just feel this beautiful spiraling energy that's being offered to you right now. And it is the vortex, and it is what's happening. And I also want to share that a lot of you are making comments about how you're feeling. Please watch the Ascension Symptom videos today. I'm going to get it up by tonight. It is done. It's in the can. We just want to do some final editing, but please watch it tonight, because it would be the entire show to talk to you about it. I love that someone just said Fibonacci magic. Yes, that is exactly. And if you don't know what Shaligrams are, go Google it. Shaligram, Shaligram. I'll do a little video on a Shaligram once in a while, because like I said, Sri and I are very blessed to be the custodians of 5. And this one is very extraordinary for this moment.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Hey, everybody. welcome to the world. You know, this is what we've been talking about. Are we all not in the retrograde right now? I mean, the technology craziness. So, yeah, that was a hiccup that interrupted, actually cut us off from our feed from BBS. So that's why you lost the audio for a minute. And we are so sorry. And if that would happen again, just stay there. And we're so sorry.
Yeah. It appears that the YouTube broadcast was running straight through.
Yeah. And what's important to recognize, guys, is again, this is why moving up to this February 19 right now, this is the big one, right? This is the moment we're moving up into this lunar supermoon with this watery silver receptivity that will amplify everything. And we're going to be talking about that more in this half of the show. Plus, we're going to be doing another live ceremony, picking up the ceremony we opened up yesterday, closing it today, and giving us all that extra gorgeousness so that we can move forward. So, Sri, I know we have quite a few callers holding on. Let's say hi to another one.
We're going to head to line two, and we'll say hello to Renee from Mississippi.
Namaste, Renee. Welcome, Angel.
Thank you so very much. How are you all doing?
We are loving you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I want to first say thank you. You guys are such a blessing to all of us that are out here in search of the truth. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel. Thank you.
And I was wondering if you would please bless me with a mini soul reading.
Oh, the blessing is mine. Oh, my goodness gracious. I already feel like you've just given me the blessing, my sweetheart. And I mean that. And so take your hands and put them right, fingers on your chest with the middle finger touching right in the center of the chest area. And you're up, you know, you're up above the heart area. And I want you to take in a deep breath and just relax it out. And as you do, let your head bow down. And as you do, the message that's coming in for you right now is coming in directly from Archangel Raphael, who wants to speak to you directly. So I'm just going to let Raphael speak. My beloved angel of the divine mercy that is here in this planet in a form of great potential, it is important for you now to take the steps that are before you without fear. Turn around again and you will see me. Turn around again and you will feel me. Turn around again and you will fly. And together there is no failure, only forward momentum and the expansion of that which is yours to know. And so it is.
Take a breath.
Oh my goodness, I've got tears in my eyes.
Sweetheart, I'm also feeling the energy of it's not just Raphael. I'm feeling Zadkiel as well, and I'm feeling quite a few other ones. And receive and thank you that all of us are receiving because of your presence here today. And I have tears in my eyes too, honey. Thank you for the blessing of you.
Thank you.
Namaste. We love you.
Thank love you, sweetheart. You too.
Wow. Namaste, my angel. Namaste. And guys, this is something that's been happening a lot with Sri and I lately, is that I've noticed all my private readings are becoming more like ensoulments. I'm noticing that ever since the New Year's ensoulment, there's like I'm adapting to a new frequency. And actually in the massive amount of crystalline ascension symptoms that we talk about in the all new 2019 crystalline ascension video posting today, February 17th at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, we talk about a lot of this, and go watch it. It will not only help you through this time, it's for the entire year. You're going to want to watch that video again and again and again. And either by tonight or tomorrow morning, we will also have the PDF and everything posted on our website, SriandKira.com. So get in flow with this. It's going to help explain a lot. I'm seeing a lot of things in the chat. Guys, it's all going to be there. It's all going to be there. Hard to breathe. Yeah, me too, guys. Let's all breathe, huh? Because I have all these other callers waiting, and I want to honor them, and I'm just trying to get heaviness in the chest. Anybody else feel some heaviness in the chest. So let's just kind of really, this is that ignition we talk about in the video.
Yeah.
It's one of the symptoms we talk about.
We might be modeling through a lot of the symptoms today.
There's actually a second kundalini rising happening, and it's a crystalline kundalini. And so it's very, very powerful. And it feels today like everybody, you know, it's like we're putting out that video today. We're talking about that in the video today.
Yeah.
And now you guys, before you've even seen the video, this show is before the video got posted, but you're already modeling that. Pretty amazing.
Truly,
all right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to head to line three, and we'll say hi to Roman from California.
Namaste, beautiful angel. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. It's so good to be with you.
It's so good to be with you, sweetheart. Always an honor.
I was calling because just last year, I've been like very intense, and I really plunge into the unknown, my own depth, and it really feel like dying. I like just the fact that I'm still alive today is like a miracle. I feel like I'm being born out of my own ashes, but there's still something that I'm suppressing. I cannot acknowledge, and I know you want to come forward, and I'm still not being able to do it. So how do I accept this, that I want to come and embody my truth, express my truth? I know Michael has been helping me with that, but if I can have some guidance with that.
Thank you, my angel. And literally, I want to share with you that as you were speaking, I saw your arms like tall, like they were held up like wings, but they were before you covering your face. And as you were speaking, all of your intention was like going on this one side of your wings. And they're saying that it's like the dark side and the light side of the moon, that the light side of your energy. And so, Sri, I don't know if you're watching this on YouTube, but if you're not, Sri, you need to describe what I'm doing.
So Kira has her hands lifted, fingers pointing to the ceiling, and her hands are right in front of her head with her, you know, the elbows are out almost at 90 degrees from the shoulders, not quite.
But they're touching. My elbows, my fingers are all touching, and my head is bowed. And what they're saying is, ignite your third eye with your sacred intention, beam it into your hands from this position, and then open your wings and spread the light. And they're saying that it's important for you to come out from this, and that literally this practice, and this is why I'm trying to describe it to you. I'm actually doing it with you right now.
So let me just give you some word pictures. Woo! So your fingers are pointed up,
and
your hands are touching straight in front of the face, and then you open and close like
after filling the hands with the energy of your sacred intentions. And they're saying that seven times. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, do it seven times.
Flapping your angel wings.
Doing that. And then they're saying that for you specifically, do the cosmic portal practice. And if you don't know what that is, go to our website, sriankira.com. It's right on the homepage. Do this practice because your brain, your third dimensional brain, just needs a little more quote unquote proof. And you'll get it by doing that practice. You're going to be igniting some greater energy through this other practice. And then the two together will indeed ignite the next level. So thank you for bringing in such a tangible gift for all of us today. We are very grateful. Thank you so much, my love. Many blessings.
Much love.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste, my angel. Many blessings. Many blessings. Whew, Sri, gosh, I actually am like, wow, I can barely... Barely breathe. Belly breathe. All right.
Well, let's all just take a moment.
Such a big community. And what time are we at? Oh, good. We have time to talk to a few more people because remember, we want to do our closing ceremony and talk to you about those energies and everything that's happening on the planet.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, as we breathe a little bit, I just want to remind you that the gateway to your presence, the gateway to your center includes the breath coupled with your intention.
Yeah.
I am, and I am love, and I am in trust. And as we move with the quality of those declarations, we begin to move into the center of that joyful state of being.
Indeed. You know, I love how in the chat room they're talking about like the phoenix out of the ashes. Well,
yeah.
Sri and I feel like that very much about Tosa Blue Mountain. And we feel that way very much, that our entire spiritual journey, you know, Sri and I started out in New Mexico right after we came together, where we first established Tosa Ranch, where we did monthly potlucks and gatherings and ensoulments. And it was an amazing community.
Wonderful community.
And went anywhere from 25 to 200 people, and people would show up and play music. And it was just incredible. And then we were very clearly told we had to leave the United States for combinations of reasons, and realized that modeling international citizenry, that recognizing that our true home is in our heart, you know, that boundaries are an illusion. And so we've modeled that for about 10 years now, that we've been wandering in our beautiful adopted home of Latin America. And it started out living in Lake Atitlan with the Highland Maya in Guatemala, and then moving into Antigua and spending more time there with some other indigenous elders, then moving down to Uruguay,
crystalline portal there.
Wow. Amazing. At Terra Nostra, and really feeling that pull of the crystalline energy, to being, really, it was like this giant magnet that said, okay, and it was such a, like, now, you know,
here. When we came together and started opening up these energies and frequencies, it's as if we've set a pillar of light in North America, a pillar of light down in the tip of South America, and now we are at the equator.
Exactly.
Where
it's so perfect.
It all began on this planet.
And
okay.
So we know that, and so the reason I was loving this phoenix out of the ashes is because we went into our own self-imposed exile because the planet wasn't ready for radical authenticity, guys. People don't want the truth. I mean, a lot of the people that you guys, names you know, we were with them. And at the moment where that group, let's say, had to make a decision, our decision was that we were not going to sell out, that there was too much going on, that we cared more about the work and more about the journey than we care about exposure, if that's even a word. And so I'm sharing that with you now because we are all at a celebratory moment. We are at a moment where authenticity has finally found a voice on this planet, where a generation has reached a moment of recognition that is ready, where the mentorship can come together. And this was why we put together the app, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira. It's our mastery mentorship community. And so get the app, hang out, come let yourself get even expanded more, because we're in a power-filled moment. And I wanted to say hi to Gigi from Egypt. We were just going to get to you, sweetheart, but it looked like you dropped. If you call back in, we'll try to get you on the air. And let's go to our next caller, Sri.
Okay, well, we have someone standing by on line 4, and we'll say hi to Jenny from Canada.
Namaste, Jenny. Welcome, sweetheart.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Oh, I've been doing your cosmic portal practice, and it felt like a god high. I feel so good.
How many days have you had it?
It's been, I feel like, almost a week, maybe like just about a week, a little less, but it's been kicking in so fast, and it's just, I feel like I've just been floating in ecstasy. It's amazing.
And 15
energy.
Days. Congratulations. Yeah, keep going, because as amazing as it is now, if you give yourself that commitment 15 days in a row and then a breath kind of, and then another 15 days, you're going to be blown away, and it will really help you anchor. And so thank you for giving yourself this gift. I mean, Sri, it just touches our hearts so deep to hear your sharing.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, you know, we can only bring through the gifts, but when they're received, isn't that the real gift? You know, it's just such a blessing. Giving and receiving in balance, true miracle presence.
We appreciate your acknowledgement.
Ah, yeah.
My body is just buzzing.
Us too.
Thank you.
How can we serve you, my love?
I was just looking for a soul reading.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that honor. And I am getting hot. Anybody else getting really hot connecting with Jenny? Whoa. So I'm literally sweating as I'm connecting with your energy field right now. And they're saying that it's like you're in a universal sauna. And they're saying that you walk into the sauna to purify, to connect, and to relax. And they're saying that those are the energies that are being offered to you right now. Purification, relaxation, and connection. And that those three will keep spiraling in no specific order. And that as you remember those three as a trinity and put them in front of you, you will see the flow that is ready to be forwardly moving is what they're saying. And so thank you for that gift. And I am really hot. And wow, what's that, my love? Thank you for bringing us in. I want some menthol or eucalyptus or something around me. Thank you, my angel.
Happy to bring in the heat.
Yes. Yes. Namaste, my angel. Many Namaste. Blessings. Thank you, my love. Sri, I want to jump over. There's a comment here from Scottish Ann over at the Oneness Talk Radio chat.
Yes.
And she's saying that dreams of other lives, and I think I've woken up and confused this life with the dream life. Then I actually wake up and realize it was all in dream time, hard to explain. And then other people are talking about this. Guys, forgive me for being a broken record. Watch the Ascension Symptoms video.
You're lined up. This is what's going on.
And you're straddling a space. And we talk about this extensively. And the video will be up at some point today. Just give me like 2-3 more hours. And it will be up at our YouTube station, Official Sri and Kira. Whoo! Yeah, my face is burning hot. Thank you. Because I need somebody to take some of this sauna heat. And I think we should all just feel the blessing of that in every way. And speaking of blessings, I would like to start talking about our ceremony. What do you think, Sri?
I'm with you.
All right. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You didn't. I am in flow here.
You are. So if you were not here yesterday, and Oneness Talk Radio chat, guys, I have to put my iPod down to do the ceremony, so I won't be able to chat with you right now. Okay, just in case you were not here with us yesterday, do we still have one of those pictures there?
Yeah, I saved one for today.
Yesterday, as part of the energy imbalance that we had felt here at Tosa Blue Mountain, if you're watching us at YouTube, we quickly just put up, this is the opening altar in the area of the abuelas and abuelos that is part of the energy that needed to be rebalanced here. And on the left side, you will see a close-up of the incensor. And the Palo Santo was burning, and you can kind of see the wafting smoke. And on the right side, what you can see is we did not realize till after this altar was done and we took the picture that it was in direct alignment with the highest point of the mountain across the valley. So we found that to be very serendipitous as well. Okay, so now that you've caught up with us from yesterday, and honestly, if you did not participate in yesterday's ceremony, please go listen to yesterday's show or go to Oneness Talk Radio, watch it at YouTube. You can
YouTube.
Get that now. And or go listen to it at shriankararadio.com. It's right there. Explore the mysteries. So what happened was we were told that we started that ceremony before we got on the air yesterday. Lots of mystical things happened. You got to listen to yesterday's show to get it. And then we were told to do a formal ceremony with all of you. And that was the opening ceremony. Mm-hmm. Well, it had to consist of the same incensor. I actually have three of these. And so this one is going to stay on our personal permanent altar after today's experience with all of you. But this was to represent the union of the East and the Western energies, to call the Himalayas and to call the Andes together. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this was about. And then inside of it is the other half of the Palo Santo incense cone. And the other half of this I lit this morning. Yesterday, we split one between the two ceremonies. And this was the half of the one that Sri and I already got up early this morning and opened for us to all close. So I'm going to be putting that in, and Sri will be lighting that in just a moment. And then we have two beautiful Shiva eyes that are here. And these were the two Shiva eye stones, and they're about an inch or so large if you're not able to see us, and they're both very, very beautiful, very complementary. And then also we have a crystal pyramid that has the Avesa symbol in pure gold embossed in the base so that it's radiating the energy of Avesa and Avesa. And then last but not least, as you saw in the picture that Sri, and if you didn't see the picture, we have lots of these wonderful, very like 200-year-old, very interesting type palm trees, but they shed what I call cobras. And you'll see, isn't this beautiful? Doesn't he look like a beautiful protection cobra, right? You can just kind of keep them in your hair if you want like that. I'm sticking them in my hair right now. Anyway, I always pay attention when these fall in front of me. Yeah, and after we had finished our first ceremony yesterday and we were getting ready to do our radio show, this one literally fell on my head. And so we're going to be using it as part of our puja plate ceremony as the protector. And then today we are adding our Avesa Chamber Oil, which we'll be opening up with. And then we will also be offering again the energy of this beautiful shaligram. This is a very powerful, very ancient shaligram. And so it's going to be quite a powerful, powerful ceremony. Hi, hello. Welcome, Gigi. Hi, I'm glad our producer got you in. All right, guys, we're holding on the ceremony. Our producer didn't realize where we were.
Yeah, hello, Siri.
Welcome.
Hello, Kira.
Hi, Angel.
To reach you. I'm calling from Egypt, from Cairo.
Welcome. Welcome. I love Cairo. I've been there. Beautiful.
Yeah, I love you too. I'm following you for maybe 3 or 4 years now, and you've been of great help for me with your energy reports and updates, and I had to get to know what's going on with me. I didn't have to go to a doctor or to I didn't think I'm crazy or something, just because I'm following your reports, and it was of great help for me. And I was wondering if you can just give me a soul reading so I can know in which phase am I right now.
Thank you for asking. And I love that we're talking to you right as we go into our ceremony today, because what I'm seeing around you looks like these beautiful, like the word I would use is gossamer, these beautiful crystalline spirals of energy. And they start at your heart, but then they're coming out. It's hard to describe. It's like this beautiful spiraling gossamer energy. And I'm hearing very, very high pitched tones. And I'm watching you lift, and your arms are straight down. And it's like this energy is propulsing you up, up, up. And I'm seeing you. And there's a golden, it's like a golden pyramid, but it has a crystalline interior. And you're in this portal of light, and you're lifting straight up through the light, and your eyes and your whole head, now you're gazing, you're like hovering over the top of this pyramid, and you look like this beautiful, beautiful, blessed queen mother, and my whole crown is, everything in my crown is ignited, and these beautiful crystalline rays are coming all over you, and they are saying, our most beloved one, it is your time. Arise and know that the moment is now. All is coming back together. Have no fear. Rest in the arms of the divine and the love that is yours to claim. Soon all will see your brilliance once more. There is nothing you need do, yet continue being you.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, I just want to ask you about, because I'm a twin flame and it's not really working good for me.
Yes.
Sweetheart,
I'm sorry, sweetheart, you need to get that. What I just did for you wore me out. I can't be pelted with another question in this moment. I'm really sorry.
Let that energy come into you.
But hold that question while we go into the ceremony. But if I do any more for you right now, I won't be able to do the ceremony for anybody else. Okay. I'm sorry, my angel, but thank you. Wow.
Let me
get back together. All right. And so, wow, what a gift. I hope all of you were in that crystalline pyramid just now. And I hope all of you were in that portal. And I really thank you, Gigi, for bringing that energy of Egypt and our ancient ones. And then I think about our earlier caller, Sherwood, and the golden cap.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of this ancient wisdom in all different aspects coming in today, and I am really honored.
There's so many blessings that are coming forward.
It's incredible.
These energetic, etheric blessings that are here to help activate and allow us to know that we are safe, we are loved, we are supported as we lift.
Yeah. And so, my angels, I just want to open up. I'm going to invite Sri to now light the incense. And as he's lighting the incense, I want to share with you about the January 19 super moon. So as we begin to, and we're sending the energy, Sri is now lighting this beautiful cone of the Palo Santo incense, and we're sending you this energy of this ancient cleansing of all energy. And as we're putting this into our beautiful incenser representing the Himalayas and the energy of the East and all of the traditions, we then call forward all into oneness and really call this in right now. And I'm going to add this to our little puja plate. And as I do, let's talk about the moon. And so let's first bring our hands to our heart. And I want you to close your eyes and feel this beautiful building energy of this stunning, watery, silvery, gorgeous energy of this super moon that on February 19th, that we are right here, the moon is going to reach its largest, brightest moment for all of 2019. This is a moment of divine illumination. This is a moment you want to receive lumens. You want to literally be moon gazing. You want to do everything you can, spend as much time as you can calling in the energy, calling in the energy. And as we're sharing that with you, we're offering you this energy again right now. And we're offering you our plate. We're offering you the energy of the ancient wisdom, the energy of the infinite Shiva eyes, the eternal oneness of Ave Sa. And then as we are offering that, I'm going to ask Sri to open up the Avesa chamber oil. And as he puts it on both my third eye and your third eye, may you breathe up and just put your finger on your third eye. And we are sending this to you now.
Feel it.
And Sri's actually putting it on my star consciousness. So you might want to feel up into your star consciousness. And he's putting it on his third eye. So you want to have third eye to star consciousness. And I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to take in a breath and I'm going to include the aroma with the smoke. And we're sending this to you right now. If you're on YouTube, you're seeing what we're doing on our YouTube Live at Oneness Talk Radio. And with this ceremony now, may you begin already feeling your dream receiving the propulsion. May that which you have been calling into your life move. May anything that would seek to distract you, anything that would seek to pull you away or feel like conspiracy, know that you are protected. And as we're saying that, I'm adding our cobra, and I'm allowing the cobra to kind of dance. It's feeling like it wants to dance.
It's seeming to direct the energy a bit.
It's just kind of like moving through the smoke. And so allow yourself to know that the universe is speaking to you right now, and that you are in a state of divine wholeness that is moving through everything. And so this is your moment. This is your time. And to let go of that which might seem like the mundane and allow yourself to lift up into that which you truly are. And again, this is a very powerful moment. And as you all are receiving this energy, we want to again offer you the energy just in your heart right now. If you're not watching us, just feel a beautiful spiral, a Fibonacci spiral. And we're offering you this in the energy of a Shaligram that we are very blessed to be the custodians of. And feel all time releasing, feel all timelines releasing, all sense of past, present, future becoming one. And enjoy in this moment the oneness of your divine truth and of who you are. And with each moment, with each breath between now and January 19th, begin receiving this beautiful silvery ignition. You know, the way we described it on our show yesterday, we are each on the steps of the temple. We're going to the best concert there is. We all have front row seats and we're already camping out on the steps. And those doors are going to open with the full moon on January 19th. And in that moment, receive, 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 and let yourself flow. Everything has been building to February 19 through April 16, and this is an extraordinary opportunity for manifest, manifest, create, create, things coming together, people, projects, you name it, and just the opposite for those who are anchored in density, because density is going to go through a very rough and tumble moment, and that's why we're doing these ceremonies. That's why together we are better.
It's important to remember that the sacred is. And that when we bring our consciousness and our attention and our focus to rituals, to with sincerity, to presence with our hearts open, to trust with our crown open, the guidance, the clarity, the blessing of healing and higher alignment are there to nourish you and me and all creation. Trust your lives. Trust your guidance. Trust that every sacred intention carries a positive pulse that will nourish all creation. That is truly the time we are in.
In every way. And you're not crazy. You're just waking up to the truth. And so is everybody else. And at some point, they will catch up with you.
So, beloved ones,
As we come to a close today, we invite you to breathe deeply. We invite you to remember the beauty of your inner expressions as they flow into the outer world, and may you know that all is truly well.
We love you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.